Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:55, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by WWL Sports Director Christian Garrick. And being the trained broadcaster that he is, he knows we only have 5 minutes, so he's going to cram as much information as he possibly can. How you doing, Christian?
Good, Tommy. I'm going to run you up against the clock. Don't worry.
There you go. That's all right. That's why you're here. Tell me about LHSAA. I got those letters right. Eddie Bonine, is that the guy's name? And Phase 4 High School Football, the floor is yours, my friend.
Yeah, the Louisiana High School Athletic Association, LHSAA, and the executive director, Eddie Bonine, has said basically there's not going to be any football or fall sports until Louisiana makes its way into Phase 4 of reopening. So that really dampens the idea that you're going to have a fall football season this year. They have talked about flipping it to the fall, perhaps, but that's kind of a last resort, as Eddie Bonine said.
Flipping it to the spring,
the spring. Did I say fall? Yeah, the spring. They have talked about that. But, you know, it looks like, if I'm being realistic, it might be a late October, early November start date, which would give you about 5 games, to be honest with you. So, and that's as it stands right now. Who knows what the testing cases look like, you know, 2 weeks from now. Again, I mean, they had set over 1,700 positive cases yesterday, and they're looking at the positive, you know, the positive test rates. Yeah, it's great that the death count is down, the death rate is down, but they're looking at the positivity rate. So, you know, I think I've talked to a couple of coaches, and they're a little disturbed by where we're at in terms of the potential of not having football or delayed start to the football season. Some think that you're not going to have football at all. Some think you're going to have a delayed start. I have a hard time, Tommy, envisioning high school football this fall.
Man, I got to tell you, I do too, Christian. I hate to say it, but I don't know how, given what's going on now, unless there's some kind of miracle vaccine or something, I don't know how that's going to happen. While we have you, tell me, before I move on from that, you know, you got kids here that might be looking at scholarships or whatever, looking to really excel, and then beyond that, you got coaches that are recruiting. What effect would that have on all of that?
I think to a degree it would impact it. I mean, for that senior that might have had an offer from, I don't know, let's say, a smaller school, not in the SEC,
SLU.
But all of a sudden, or just, you know, a school outside of the state that's not quite in the neighborhood of the SEC, but then all of a sudden goes crazy in his senior year and has Alabama, LSU, and others kind of, you know, dip onto the radar, and all of a sudden they have that opportunity. I think LSU, Alabama, big-time schools, they kind of already know from their sophomore and junior years, hey, who their targets are going to be. LSU's already locking up a ton of members on their 2021 class that are even from out of state. So it'll impact it, but not in a grand fashion. But that student that has an opportunity to, you know, flash one more time on the radar, it's happened before where a guy shows up from his junior year to his senior, he's a vastly different player than he was as a junior, now as a senior. You've seen it. You played high school football. All of a sudden, the guy shows up. He grew 4 inches and gained 30 pounds, and he's just a different player.
It's something about that Hornet player growing a half an inch, isn't it? But that's unrelated. Tell me quickly about a different form of high school football anyway. They play 7-on-7 against each other, anything like that?
I think that's a possibility. But, you know, what do you do for the offensive lineman that's missing and the defensive lineman that's missing? I think the 7-on-7 is very, very plausible. It's outdoors. It's a little bit more – if there is a social distance to football, it could be that, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Especially if I'm covering them. There'd be a lot of social distance.
Yeah.
Thank you, Christian. I appreciate your time.
All
right. So, yeah, you heard Christian. I got to agree with him, and I feel bad for those kids at work.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.